Just a maybe a related thought. The Rabbeinu Bechaya in the Hakdoma to Parshas Truma, I guess on the Posuk, the Yikuli Truma, so he brings a Posuk in Mishle, Chu Musor Va'al Ve'al Kosef, V'das Mechorutz Nivchar. So take Musor and not money, and Das comes from a certain charitzus that a person has, a certain diligence, a certain zrizus that a person has. Shleim HaMelech Olav HaSholem, he is here, Bekanes O'odom, Al Midas HaZrizus. This is an asura, this kuk, v'yikhuli, kichu musori, taking is like an active, it's like a strong word of doing something energetically. He says he's warning us, he's giving us insight on the midah of Zrizus. She yishtadel v'yitrach b'musori ha-toiro, val yishtadel v'yitrach b'riboy ha-kesef. He should be working on the musari ha-toiro, on the musar lessons of the Torah, the mitzvahs of the Torah, the midas of the Torah, rather than working and searching for kesef. The fish musari ha-toiro yikne ha-odom, toyelis rabbis, boilam ha-zeh, boilam ha-bo. One who learns, who acquires through his resource, the musari ha-toiro, the concepts, the values, the musar of the Torah, he has something for himself in this world and the next. The ribuy hakesef, ain't boy te'elis. There isn't any te'elis ribuy hakesef. Aber yesh boy nizokim u'michsholim rabim. Shu sibo lidagos rabos. Kwe sha'omru marbe nechose marbe daiga. Ribuy kesef brings oftentimes to more daiga and more worries. Marbe nechose marbe daiga. V'yodua she'ein b'chol haribuyim she'b'chol hamidas shum te'elis kiyim b'ribuy ha'toira. That's the ikar te'elis and ribuy ha'toira. That's the only te'elis and ribuy ha'toira. So then he goes on and he says, it's a long piece. I'm going to try to skip. Vehizkir loshen kechu lemeshe yikchu musar ha-toirah v'ha-mitzvahs bizrizus. That's what the loshen kechu is. Vehishtadlus. Kemisha loikeach ha-dibur b'yodayim shuhu mizdoreiz boi v'lo yishikochim ba'atzlu v'yiyush. Kem yis'atzel bohem i'efsher sheyinotzel min ha-oinesh. If a person is misatzel in taking of the mitzvahs and the midas ha-toirah, it's not shaykh that he will save himself from consequences. Afilu kishu mekayim ha-mitzvah, even if he's mekayim the mitzvah, ki imhu meyached Hashem yisborach befivu visfosov v'liba rochak mimenu, like the pasuk in Yeshaya, he talks to Hashem with his mouth, with his lips, but his heart is far away. God love in a minsoy. That's a terrible, terrible thing to do such a thing, to talk mechanically and to Hashem without paying attention with the thinking and feeling what you're doing. Ki mitzad echod oso mitzvah, umitzad acher hu nenash ba'aseisa oisa kishaloi oso al hashleimus. Mitzad echod he did a mitzvah, he was mispalel. But mitzad sheni he didn't do it bishleimus, ki im be'atzlo. For adin v'hatam be'inyan atfila im yispala v'lo yikiven liba b'tfilosoi elo shu mechashiv b'havlei hazman b'schoirosoi v'kaspoi u'zohovoi v'hinei zechoitei u'kimat she'olav ne'emar lo yisasun es iti elo hekesev elo hezov klemar kish'atem iti, when you're with me, talking to me v'oim de b'tfila, standing in tfila l'fonai al takshvo b'kesev hezov asher imochim, about your financial issues. He's
turning away. He's making it strange, like he's estranging himself from Hashem. And you wouldn't do this to a Melech Bosodom.
And he brings more examples. And he says, at the end, he says, Ach ba'asoyse, achas mir ha-mitzvahs, yikre loy cheit ve'ovoin b'sibas ho'atzlo. I just want to point out just one simple thing. It goes on with more examples, but the time is late. But just one thing. You know, it would seem to me, that there are many reasons that a person lacks in the appropriate fulfillment of his Avedas Hashem, of his pursuit of the Musore HaTorah, of his pursuit of the mitzvahs, of his tefillah being a proper tefillah. He has other things on his mind. He's not machshiv the tefillah enough. There's so many. He has today. We give him ADD and ADHD and all kinds of other diagnoses. There would seem to be so many, and there would seem even to be other mitzvahs that are, other midas that are lacking. You know, a person has gaiva, he doesn't want to be machniah himself. A person he doesn't have the midah of Yirah Shamayim, and therefore he doesn't take it seriously enough. V'chulei, v'chulei, there's so much. Yet he seems to be saying that underlying, he says a beferish about tefillah. Says a person who is standing in tefillah and not focusing on Hashem, but thinking about his other thing. He says, this is the Midas HaAtzlus. Now, there's so many other possibilities, but it seems that the other possibilities are not real. That ultimately it boils down to that. If a person could be koine, the Midas of Zrizus, he would have the capability to rise above any obstacle that he has. It's the Atzlus ultimately, underneath everything else, despite whatever sibas may seem to be active or effective or working on the surface, but underneath it all, he says it's one thing. He says this is the midas ha'atzlus. This is what's lacking if he's not properly zoyer in the mitzvahs, and he does the mitzvah, but he doesn't do it with the right kavona. He doesn't do it with all the prote dinim. He gives an example there. He puts on tefillin, but he falls asleep with the tefillin. He says then this is midas ha'atzlus. Now, if that's the case, then I think this could simplify our work that we have to do. As B'nai Torah and as citizens of this world, you know, as Am Yisrael, and that is that the Midah of Atzlus seems to be the most critical Midah to work on, because it seems that if the Atzlus is there, then it's going to affect those things. If those things are affected, it must be that the Atzlus was behind it. Therefore, if we can work on the Midas HaAtzlus and develop rather a Midas HaZrizus, then that Midas HaZrizus would seem to cover everything, and our entire pursuit of the Chochmas HaTorah, of the Musorei HaTorah, of the Mitzvahs HaTorah, of the Tefillah B'Kavona, of the Mitzvah, performance of the Mitzvahs properly, would all be different, all if we would not have this Midah of HaAtzlus. And it seems very strange, because Lamaisa, there are so many other factors that could interfere. But it seems that ultimately, I imagine it's talking about a person who has some shaykhis to know what it's all about. Otherwise, he's not even dealing in this issue. He's keeping the mitzvahs. He knows what the halachas are. He's committed. But it's this one thing more than anything else that can make all the difference, which means that, you know, we all have issues. We have issues with doing mitzvahs in the fullest, proper way. We have issues with midas. We have issues with learning. We have issues. We have so many different things with tefillah, with zmanim, with coming on time, with keeping storim. There's so much with doing our job, with our even integrity in doing the job, and all the things. And all of this, it seems, boils down to atzlus. That's what he seems to say. If that's the case, then I think it would be very good advice for us to really focus intensely on developing this Zrizus and on uprooting this Midas HaAtzlus. And it would seem from here that we would find that our entire Shmiras HaMitzvahs will take on a whole new scope. We'll be able to be machaven during tefillah. We'll be able to appreciate the tefillah. We'll be able to learn with the greatest focus of concentration and dedication. And all the mitzvahs that we do will be done in a more fuller and a more shleimustik way, because we have uprooted, because we have conquered, because we have mastered that midas ha'atzlus. So I think that this could be very pertinent and relevant advice, and could be very helpful in everything that we have to do. And in the